All right, welcome to the Maximum Hoops Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Maxey. This is the tournament breakdown special I will be going through, and I will be picking my brackets as March Madness comes through. I've been on a little bit of a hiatus. I'm working on some mock drafts, working on some other stuff, but right now I'm going to go through my picks for the NCAA tournament. I'm pretty stoked about them. I think I got some good picks right here. You know, I did go chalk for a lot, but I mean, you know, that's kind of, it is what it is. So, now I just got to find my bracket. There I am. Okay, let's start in the East. I am taking UConn over Stetson. I think that's a no-brainer. I would take the points at UConn. I think UConn blows them away. FAU, Northwestern, I wavered back and forth, but I went with FAU. I went with the higher seed. When I have an issue where I usually go with the higher seed if I think it's close. So, 5 San Diego State versus 12 UAB. I think San Diego State not only covers, I think they win pretty good. I really like their squad. They've been able to pick up some big wins. I think that they advance. They'll advance to face Auburn, who plays Yale. Yale, smart kids, just not good enough to beat Auburn. So I'm going to go with that. BYU and Duquesne. I took BYU. I think it might be close. Duquesne, I think, plays up really good. I think they play them really close. And this could be an upset, but I did decide to stay with BYU. I have them facing Illinois in the next round. I have Illinois beat Morehead State. I think Terrence Shannon Jr. is going to have a monster game. I think Coleman Hawkins will stretch the floor from three, and I think they'll have a problem beating Morehead State. I got a little bit of a slight upset. I got Drake beating Washington State. Don't know why I just decided to pick Drake over Washington State. Then they will take on Iowa State, who I have beat South Dakota State. Not a problem. So that's the first round in the East. Let's go to the West. Got North Carolina. North Carolina beat winner of the Howard Wagner game, which I'm thinking is going to be Howard. But you're looking at probably a North Carolina romp right here, 15 to 20 points minimum. They'll be playing Mississippi State, where I have beaten Michigan State. I think it's going to be a close game, almost a toss up. I mean, that's an 8-9 seed. I mean, what more could you ask for a toss up? I got St. Mary's beating Grand Canyon. I think this is a good close game. There's that slight chance that this could be the 5-12 upset. I have the winner of that game taking on Alabama, who's going to just destroy Charleston. I think Alabama has a great team. I have a slight upset with New Mexico beating Clemson. I just think that, you know, I could see a little bit of a surprise here. So I got that. The winner taking on Baylor, and Baylor beating Colgate. I think Baylor, I love Jacoby Walter. I think he is a really good player. I think he's going to have a little coming out party in this tournament, and I think they're going to walk over Colgate pretty good. I have Dayton. Dayton beating Nevada. And I have Arizona finishing out the West. Arizona beating Long Beach State, which is the 15th seed. So I think Arizona, I mean, if Arizona plays like they did their last game against USC, I think they annihilate Long Beach State. So let's go to the South, where Houston's number one seed in the South. They have no problem. They will beat Longwood. Nebraska should have no problem beating Texas A&M. I really like Nebraska's team. They got some very good clutch three-point shooters. I got Nebraska in that game. I got Wisconsin over James Madison. I just think that Wisconsin's just going to smother them defensively, and they win that game. They will be playing Duke in the next round. I got Duke beating Vermont in that game. And then I got NC State in a slight upset over Texas Tech. They will face Kentucky, who will be, I think that Kentucky's just going to run all over Oakland. Number 7, Florida will beat, I think they're going to play Colorado. I think it's going to be a close game. Actually, I'm going to take, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the Colorado Boise State winner, I'm going to say, is going to be Boise State, and I'm going to I'm gonna take Colorado. I they got three legit NBA players. I think they come. I think they go in and beat Boise State. And I think they beat Florida. So that's a little bit of a surprise that right there. They will play Marquette. I got Marquette beating Western Kentucky. Let's go to the Midwest where I have Purdue. Purdue, Zach Edey and company, they're just gonna run all over. It doesn't matter who they play in a playing game. Utah State, number 8 seed, beats TCU, a number 9 seed. Then I got the Gonzaga Bulldogs, number 5 seed, beat McNeese State. Nembhard, their point guard, has been really good lately. I think he's going to control this game. I think it's just going to be one of those methodical. Gonzaga just, you know, picks away and beats McNeese State, where they will face Kansas in the next rounds. They beat Samford. I have Kansas winning that game. I think Samford might play him tough because I just do, and Kansas hasn't been clicking. But I think Hunter Dickinson and McCullough are just going to be too long and whatnot for them. So, and they got South Carolina beating Oregon, the 6-11, playing Creighton, who will beat Akron. Then I have Texas playing the UVA, Colorado State winner. And I have Tennessee beating St. Peter's. So that's how I see the first round games. So let's go all the way back up to the East, where I have UConn playing FAU. I think UConn just freaking annihilates FAU. I think their first two games are going to be easy. I have Auburn in a slight victory over San Diego State. Don't know why. Just the gut, I went with Auburn. I think Illinois has got two NBA players. I think Illinois is just going to be too much for BYU. I have Illinois as a 3 seed beat BYU in a 6 seed. I have Iowa State, 2 seed, beat Drake, the 10 seed. And then let's go to the West. North Carolina. I have North Carolina beat Mississippi State. I think this could be a good game. I think North Carolina's experience just makes them pull away. They will play Alabama, who's going to beat St. Mary's in a close game. Baylor, New Mexico. I think New Mexico is going to sneak in, obviously, into the second round. I think Baylor runs away with this in the second half, beats New Mexico. Then you got Arizona playing Dayton. I think Arizona is too much for Dayton. Arizona advances. Go to the South, where number 1 seed Houston plays Nebraska. I think Nebraska is going to stay with them because of their 3-point shooting. But other than that, I think Houston is just going to be too much for them, and I think Houston comes back, wins in a narrow game. And I got an upset here. I got Wisconsin, number 5 seed, beating Duke. Does part of it have to do with me being from Wisconsin? Maybe. But I have Wisconsin beating Duke, and you know, Duke just has not been able. I mean, I don't know. They seem to be in a lull. They can't get anything going. I think Wisconsin surprised them. I think they play a good game. I think their defense limits them, and I got them winning. I have Kentucky beating number 11 seed NC State and heading to the Sweet 16. Then I have Marquette in a close game beating the Colorado State Boise State winner, who advances that first round. I believe it's going to be Colorado. So I have Marquette beating Colorado. I think that's going to be a good game. I think you're going to have 5 potential NBA players in that game. So I think Marquette sneaks it out. Midwest region. This is right where Purdue and Utah State. I think Purdue, Zach Edey, 32-15 kind of game. I think he just dominates Utah State. And then we'll play in Sweet 16 against Kansas. I have Kansas beating Gonzaga. I think just Kansas has got too many weapons, man. They got some size. I just think they're going to beat them. We have Creighton taking on South Carolina. I have Creighton in a slight victory. I think you're going to see Trey Alexander, Shireman, you know. They're just going to be too much for South Carolina. And then Tennessee, Texas in a good game. But I think Tennessee's going to pull away. Their 3-point shooting is going to pull away. So I am now in the Sweet 16 where I have Purdue, Kansas, Creighton, Tennessee, Kentucky, Marquette, Houston, Wisconsin, Baylor, Arizona, and North Carolina, Alabama, Illinois, and Iowa State, and UConn, and Auburn. That is my Sweet 16. So, we will take a quick breather. We will come back. We will hit the Sweet 16 all the way down to the championship. the Maximum Hoops podcast bracket special. All right, welcome back to the Maximum Hoops podcast. NCAA tournament special. I've gone through my first two rounds. The Sweet 16 is set. This is how I see everything going. So let's look at our first matchup. I think it's UConn and Auburn. UConn's just going to be too much for Auburn. They're going to have Castle outside. They're going to have Caravan shoot threes. Klingon will be rebounding, getting those second chances. I think there's just going to be too much for Auburn. I think they win by double digits. Illinois, a 3 seed versus Iowa State, a 2 seed. Now, Iowa State looked really, really good in the Big 12 tournament. They were able to beat number 1 seed Houston. But I think their run ends. I think you're going to see a very good Illinois team that's going to have two NBA players that are potential NBA players that you're going to see. They're gonna force their will on Iowa State. You're gonna see them just look remarkably good, and that's how I see that going. Let's go to North Carolina, Alabama. While I think this has the potential to be a good game, I'm picking North Carolina. I think North Carolina has the playmaking, the ball, the ball hawking skills, the height and depth to give Alabama problems. I think Alabama's going to play them close. I think there's nothing that's going to be easy for North Carolina in this game. Baylor, Arizona. I see a lot of people picking Arizona for the Final Four. Caleb Love, when he is on, he is a freaking beast. The problem is, when he is off, he is off. Whether they can get someone to pick up his slack or not. I'm going to take them over Baylor. I think you're going to see Arizona play really, really good. A lot of people picking Arizona in the Final Four. So I'm picking them. They're getting them to the Elite Eight. We'll see what I got them in the next round. Let's head to the South, where I have Houston and Wisconsin. As much as I wanted to pick Wisconsin, I just couldn't do it. Oh, man. You know what? I just can't do it. I just can't pick Wisconsin. I wanted to. I mean, the homer in me wants to pick Wisconsin. I just can't do it. So I got Houston in a slight victory over Wisconsin. I'm telling you right now, if Wisconsin gets as far and beats Houston, I'm going to be kicking myself. That's going to be the one I am going to be kicking myself. I got Kentucky over Marquette, another Wisconsin school, going down to Kentucky. So imagine that, Marquette, Wisconsin in the Elite Eight. That would be something. But I got Kentucky beating Marquette, and I think when Kentucky is clicking, Kentucky is really, really good. And I got them beating Marquette. And going on, let's go to the Midwest, where I have Purdue and Kansas. And here's my first number one out. I have Kansas beating Purdue. Tell you why. Because Zach Edey has been able to dominate smaller teams. Kansas is what? Not smaller. So I got Hunter Dickinson. I got him freaking being open. Maybe a little bit of a neutralizer to Zach Edey. Maybe get Zach Edey in foul trouble, frustrate him a little bit, take him off the game. I think Kansas has a lot of playmakers. I think Kansas has some players that can shoot. I'm picking Kansas. I'm picking Kansas. I'm pretty confident with this pick, too. I am pretty confident with this pick. A lot of reasons, because I think Bill Self is a great coach. Matt Painter's not been able to get Purdue over to home. I love this pick right here. It's probably my favorite pick of the whole tournament so far. Then I got Tennessee over Creighton. Tennessee, the 2 seed over Creighton. I think you're going to see it. I think this is going to be a great game. I think this game is going to come down to whoever's hotter from 3-point range. And I'm going to pick Tennessee. I think Dalton Neck, this is his I'm ready for NBA moment. I think that's going to be a great game. That's a game I am looking forward to watching. So let's go down to the Elite Eight, where I have UConn and Illinois. you'll see a theme here. I got UConn winning. I think it'll be a struggle. I think Illinois has some size. I just think UConn's just good. I think Utah, I'm just going to tell you right now, UConn's the best team in the nation. You'll see it how I pick my tournament. So I got UConn beating Illinois. North Carolina in a struggle with Arizona. God, it I'm glad I didn't take Arizona because everyone's taking Arizona. When everyone takes Arizona, then you're going to see, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's usually not how it works. But anyways, I got North Carolina edging out Arizona, facing UConn in the Final Four. I have Kentucky pulling the upset over Houston, facing and heading to the Final Four, where they will play Tennessee, who's going to beat Kansas, and I think that one will be a thriller. I got a Final Four of Kentucky, UConn versus North Carolina, Kentucky versus Tennessee. I am taking UConn to beat the North Carolina Tar Heels. I think UConn's the best team in the nation. I think they are just, I think they're going to be back-to-back champions. I have Kentucky in an SEC battle in the South Midwest for the Final Four. I got Kentucky beating Tennessee. I just think Kentucky, when they are clicking, they're so freaking good. Like, their two best players come off the bench. What the hell? Right? You know, I mean, that's just crazy. And then let's go to the championship game where I have UConn beating Kentucky 87-71. I don't think it's close. I think UConn secures their first, their back-to-back national champions. I'm picking UConn. I think you're going to see Donovan Clingan probably be the tournament MVP, most outstanding player, whatever they call it. It's a UConn year, man. I know they're the overall number one seed. You know, that's like, oh, you're not going out on a limb and picking anyone. I was hoping Houston would be the number one seed, number one overall seed, so I could pick UConn. I've been preaching UConn all season. I think they're the best team. I will probably be rooting for them. My wife's family's from Connecticut. They're UConn fans. That's not why I picked them. I think they're the best team. I do. I think they're really well coached. I think Dan Hurley is just a phenomenal coach. I think you're going to see them just. I think they're going to maybe get a few, like, maybe scares with a team, like, not going away. But I think you're going to see, other than that, I think you're going to see several double-digit wins on their way. I think Kentucky is going to have a great run. I think they're going to fall short. They're going to be too small for Connecticut size. I think Connecticut shooting is going to get them. That's how I see it. So I have UConn, Connecticut Huskies, winning the national title over Kentucky. Man, I wanted to pick Tennessee too, man. I cannot wait for this tournament. It starts tonight. I will be into the tournament and whatnot. So, as always, feel free to send me a message on Twitter, Maximum Hoops NBA, mmaxi5@icloud.com. All those spots you can get a hold of me at. So, once again, thank you again. I'm currently working on a mock draft. I've been looking at a lot of mock drafts lately, and it's crazy. You're going to probably get a mock draft after the tournament, and or definitely a stock up, stock down. We'll probably do a stock up, stock down, and I'll probably do a mock draft as soon as the NBA season ends, which is 13 games. So we'll do that. So be on the lookout for a podcast, stock up, stock down after a tournament, and also a mock draft coming probably right around the end of the NBA season. So once again, thank you for everything. I hope you enjoy this listen. Any questions, any disagreements, you can contact me. I gave you my social media. Hopefully you already found me. So, all right, thank you, and we will enjoy this tournament.